This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
The reality is this, and I went through this in great detail the other day. When you look at who the unvaccinated are, I know it's very easy for somebody like Mike to think it's a bunch of MAGA people. It's actually not. The people that are not getting vaccinated tend to be, the majority of them are black. And the majority of them are black, and there's a lot of suspicion. There's a lot of confusion. And a big part of that is because of what Joe Biden said and what Kamala Harris said. Kamala Harris was crapping all over the vaccine back in November and December. If Trump approves it, I don't know if I'd take it. This is what, actually, you want to hear what Joe Biden said back then about this? Sowing the seeds of doubt? Because honestly, I don't know anything that Donald Trump has said that would sow the seeds of doubt of a vaccine. He's the guy that ran Operation Warp Speed, gets no credit for it. Yesterday, Biden mentioned, he goes, a Republican administration created the vaccine. He doesn't even, won't even say his name. He cannot even say his name, which is pathetic. That's... But anyway, Trump winds up Operation Warp Speed. They get the vaccines out. I don't know. Trump never came out and questioned the vaccines, never came out and said, I think you should really think twice about this. He got the vaccine. Pence got the vaccine. Pence did it on television. But Joe Biden in August of 2020 was already spreading the seeds of doubt. Take a listen.
I know some of you who are unvaccinated. Think
this is the president from yesterday.
The vaccine was rushed, therefore, I'm not going to take a chance. As a result, I think it's not safe because it was rushed.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
See that? So it's stuff like that Biden said and what Kamala Harris said that has created a ton of doubt out there in this country. And that's why, if you look at the numbers, the people that are not getting the vaccine tend to be black. They tend to be in rural areas. There's a lot of suspicion out there, and they sowed the seeds of doubt that Trump was rushing this to get reelected. This was the Democrats' strategy. I love that we're all pretending like this never happened. We're all pretending in America like this never happened. In the fall of 2020, in the midst of an election, the Democrats came up with a strategy. If the vaccine comes out, then we need to poo-poo it so that Trump doesn't get credit and win the election. So they started sowing all kinds of seeds of doubt of saying things like, well, if it's rushed, if Trump's FDA pushes it, I don't know. If it's a bunch of people in Trump's administration who are just getting it done to help him, I don't know. Oh, just sowing doubt, spreading doubt. Well, it is amazing to me. I guess we have very short memories, how we've all forgotten that. We've all forgotten this. They did this as a political strategy. They were so worried. And I remember this because I was on the air with you, obviously. And I kept saying, the Democrats, this is going to backfire on them. This is going to backfire on them. Their strategy of trying to downplay the vaccine because they're so afraid of giving Trump credit for it is going to backfire. It's going to hurt our country. And it is. It has. Then they did it. The Democrats did it. If you look at where the people are who are not getting vaccinated, it's rural parts of America. They tend to be people that are not making a ton of money. And a lot of them are black. And and you ask them, you go and you talk to them, you find out, they go, well, I don't know. It was kind of rushed. It was a little bit, it's almost like they repeat verbatim what Biden and Kamala Harris said about it. I don't know. It was rushed. The Trump. I mean, I don't know. I'm waiting. I want to see. And they almost verbatim give that right back. So I think that first of all, the narrative that it's MAGA that is causing this problem of unvaccinated is not true. And secondly, the idea that somehow this is Trump's fault or my fault or conservatives' fault that people are not getting vaccinated is a flat out lie. There's no evidence of that. But I can blame the Democrats. I can blame Harris. I can blame Biden for sowing the seeds of doubt. I can blame them. I can play the audio of it. I can play it till I'm blue in the face. I can do it all over again. The truth is, right now, where we are today, this White House is engaging in a policy of fear-mongering. Fear-mongering because they have all these people that are their constituents, like the teachers union, and they don't want to go back to school. And you got Democrat governors who want to extend unemployment benefits. They want to extend the rent eviction moratorium. All of these benefits they want to extend. And by using the fear of the Delta virus, the Delta strain, they can do that. They can come out and suddenly now say, we're going to have six more weeks of unemployment bonuses. We're going to extend the rent moratorium so nobody can be evicted. Pelosi's talking about that now. And all these landlords who got to make their mortgage payments, they're screwed. The Democrats can achieve this. The teachers union can get what they want, which is to not have to be in the physical classroom. So don't doubt for a second that there's a bigger agenda at play here. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Democrats should be held accountable for the fear mongering of the vaccine that they did back in the fall of 2020. And I'm tired of acting like it never happened because it's American history. It's real. And we're still dealing with the ramifications on it. And now they're trying to blame Republicans and conservatives and talk show hosts and Trump. Give me a break.
They just announced by Parks Casino comedian Wanda Sykes for September 11th. And then SNL alums David Spade, he's so funny, and Rob Schneider coming to the Excite Center at Parks Casino Saturday, October 16th. Those tickets are on sale today. So a lot of summer fun continuing every single day at my casino and sportsbook of choice. World-class live entertainment, yes, has returned to the state-of-the-art Excite Center at Parks and all the great restaurants at Parks that you know, they're all back. Parks is Pennsylvania's number one casino with more ways to win all summer long. We've had a lot of fun on the show together, haven't we, at all those events? Enjoy the open-air Liberty Bell Beer Garden, open for the summer with both indoor as well as outdoor seating. What a beautiful night tonight to head to the Beer Garden. Buy tickets now for these shows at parkscasino.com/events. Uptown, a tribute to Motown, that's August 6th. December 63, Jersey Boys tribute, August 13th. Oak Ridge Boys coming up on September 25th. So much going on. My Place, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. They really do have it all. It's a lot of fun. Got to be 21, gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
So there was this video. They took it down, though, the fact checkers. But what they did was they spliced Biden and Harris distrusting the vaccine. And, of course, you know, now it's taking it down, but they bear responsibility for what they were saying back in the campaign. They made a political choice. They did a political strategy at the very same time that Trump was out there touting the vaccine. Let's think about the history of this, as somehow Republicans are blamed for America not being fully vaccinated, which is a joke. And let's look at the history of the fall of 2020. We're getting very close to a vaccine. Operation Warp Speed is at full speed ahead. Trump's out there saying we're going to have a vaccine. We're going to have a vaccine. We listened to months of experts tell us it was impossible to get a vaccine. Fauci said it would take years. Remember that? Years to get a vaccine. Yes. Then, because the Democrats were so worried, the vaccine was going to come out before the election and it was going to be a huge surge for Donald Trump, they started to run down the doubt. September 6, 2020, Kamala Harris said the following. Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability of whatever he's talking about. I will not take his word for it. October 7, 2020, vice presidential debate. Harris was asked if she would take the vaccine if Trump approved one. She said, if the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it. Now, how many people who voted for her heard that and then are still today thinking this is Trump's vaccine? I'm not taking this. This is Trump's vaccine. I don't trust it. This is what happens when you sow doubt, when you sow the seeds of doubt. August 6, 2020, Joe Biden said this. Ready? The way he, Trump, talks about the vaccine is not particularly rational. He's talking about it being ready. He's going to talk about moving it quicker than the scientists think it should be moved. People don't believe that he's telling the truth. Therefore, they're not at all certain they're going to take the vaccine. And one more thing. If and when the vaccine comes, it's not likely to go through all the tests that need to be done and the trials that are needed to be done. September 2nd, 2020, TV interview. Biden referred to political influence over two federal agencies leading the fight against the pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration. Quote, look at what's happened. Enormous pressure put on the CDC not to put out the detailed guidelines. The enormous pressure being put on the FDA to say they're going, that the following protocol will in fact reduce. It will have a giant impact on COVID. All these things turn out to not be true. And when a president continues to mislead and lie, when we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You're going to be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay. I'm not being facetious. July 28th, Biden stressed the need for transparency in developing the vaccine. How are you going to distribute the vaccine when it arrives? When it arrives, when it's there. And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You've got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see, so there's consensus this is a safe vaccine. Because already you have what percent is American people saying if the vaccine were there tomorrow, they wouldn't take it. And it's not the usual anti-vaccine crowd. It's beyond that because people are losing faith in what the president says. Think about it. September 7th, 2020, Biden outlined steps he would take to address the pandemic, charting a clear path of science-based vaccines free from politics. If I get asked a question, if the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it, because so far nothing he's told us has been true. Following week, Biden said the following. Again, it's fall of 2020. Quote, Americans have had to endure President Trump's incompetence and dishonesty when it comes to testing and personal protective equipment. We can't afford to repeat those fiascos when it comes to a vaccine. Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either. Last week, Senator Harris and I laid out three questions this administration is going to have to answer to assure the American people that politics will not play a role whatsoever in the vaccine process. If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these questions, the American people should not have confidence in the vaccine. This is on them. They own this. They own this. And now we're all playing a game that somehow, like, this is Sean Hannity's fault that people aren't getting vaccinated. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. The doubt that these people sowed, the doubt that the Democrats sowed, and I remember talking heads on all the shows. They knew the vaccine was coming because they've got friends at Pfizer. They got friends at Moderna. I mean, everybody's hooked up in the industry. They knew it was coming. It wasn't a secret. They knew it was coming. And so they had to prepare America for the belief, the idea that it was only coming because Trump picked up the phone to the FDA and the CDC and said, I don't care if it's safe. I don't care if it works. I got to get reelected. Get this vaccine out. That was their political strategy. And now we've completely reinvented history. We're going to pretend like none of that ever happened. We're going to pretend like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris never said those things. We're going to pretend like all their talking heads on TV never said those things. We're going to pretend like they didn't spread doubt to millions and millions of Americans who right now may still have doubt. May still have doubt. Because the vaccines aren't even approved yet. And Joe Biden made that point too, remember. This is going to be an emergency use authorization. It won't go through all the approvals. Well, he was right about that. It is still an emergency use authorization. It has not gone through all the approvals. And the very same people that they made nervous about the vaccine back then in order to try to score political points against Donald Trump may still be waiting today for this to be approved by the FDA fully. I am not going to sit here and allow them to try to make this on Trump and Trump supporters. It's a lie. It's another lie being told by the media. And I'm not going to let it happen. 855-839-1210 is the number. If you want to weigh in, we got a big 7 o'clock hour coming up. Bigfoot, is he real? I don't know. We have a sighting of Bigfoot and something else, too, that is making me really just think to myself, wow, this is how crazy are things right now in America. Can we have a situation where we root for Black Widow against Disney? We can all fire up and take her side against Disney. I say yes. I'll explain. But this comes down to one fundamental question. ABC, Disney, China. Do we root for them? No, we don't. That's the other thing. We don't root for them because they're terrible. By the way, masks back on at Disney World. Why? Because they just decided that they need to do this. So that's what they've decided, and that's the way it's going to be. Do we need it? No, but that's okay. They've just decided we're going to put masks back on, and there it goes. I was thinking about maybe going to Disney World with the kids over Christmas break. That's out. That's over. I am not going to an amusement park where my children have to be masked. No, thank you. There's no reason for it. Not at their ages, anyway. No way, no chance, no how. So we'll have to find a different vacation. Plus, I don't want to wait in line. I don't want to deal with the crowds. I don't want to wait in line. The fast pass, they don't have it right now because COVID. So we'll have to delay that trip. All right, we'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.